Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies mini boner ep coming to you from DLMHQ, aka my apartment, on Thursday, February 14th, Val Kilmer and Tyne Daly's Day, 2 Oceans 13. Since last I spoke, you listened, I did a Benson movie interruption at CineFamily, formerly the Silent Movie Theater. It still says Silent Movie Theater on the building, but it is now called CineFamily. Trust me. We showed Valentine's Day with co-interrupters Rory Scovel and Paul F. Tompkins. I'll play the audio from the opening of that show in a moment. Saturday night's stand-up show with TJ Miller at the Traverse City, Michigan Winter Comedy Festival is sold out, but you can still get tickets to see me with Todd Barry at the State Theater on Friday night. I think TJ Miller has a show on Friday night. Pete Holmes is on Saturday night, and Jeff Garlin will be around as well. It's going to be an Arctic blast. Sunday's Doug Loves Movies taping at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois is sold out. I'll try to come back soon. Chicago, Los Angeles. You can get tickets to see the Benson Interruption podcast on Monday, February 18th at 4:20 at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. I've got two words to describe that show in 17 syllables. Zach Galifianakis, schedule permitting. That is not 17 syllables. Or two words. All of my dates and links are at douglovesmovies.com. For those who have been asking, my latest film, The Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, or hashtag GMER, Gmer, is going to be available soon. Real soon. From the corrections department, Gillian Jacobs confirmed on Twitter, something I couldn't get out of her on the podcast, that her favorite Chevy Chase movie is Caddyshack. Happy birthday to past and hopefully future guest Simon Pegg. If you're looking for the perfect movie to watch at home with your man or lady this Valentine's Day, Shaun of the Dead is perhaps the most romantic of all zombie movies of all time. I haven't seen Warm Bodies yet. Well, I'm off to Disneyland now to enjoy a day of SoCal sun before flying to chilly Michigan tomorrow. As always, Valentine's Day is a shithead. The holiday and the movie. Fart.
Thank you, Hadrian, for that inspiring story about Gary Marshall. and his style. I love that. Don't love this movie, Valentine's Day. Maybe by next year at this time, I'll have something better to show to represent Valentine's Day. Maybe we'll watch a good day to die hard. Because if you're in a coupling relationship and want to go to the movies for Valentine's Day, your options are A Good Day to Die Hard or Safe Haven. Some Nicholas Sparks bullshit that I've heard mixed things about. Haven't heard that much about the new Die Hard. The only thing I like about it is that it's rated R. That's my favorite part. Because McClane should swear, and when he shoots people, blood should squirt out of it. Those things were missing in the last one. Quick announcement before I bring out my co-interrupters for the evening. CineFamily, of course, is a great place to be a member, and it's even greater on February 24th, because we're going to watch TV. Can't say what we're going to watch, but it's in the afternoon of the 24th at the end of award season. We're going to watch television for a good 4 hours. And we're going to have a potluck beforehand, and we are going to tape outside on the patio an episode of one of my many podcasts, Dining with Doug and Karen. And everybody that brings a dish to the potluck can come by and be on the podcast and tell us what they brought and describe it. And we'll try it and tell you what we think of it. And it'll be a lot of fun. The last one we did was super, and the one before that was golden. And I love watching TV with my CineFamily friends. And CineFamily members get in. It's free, and they can bring one guest. But make your reservations through the website or call the theater, because we'll cut it off when it's full instead of turning people away an hour before the show is going to start, and they have to scramble to find somewhere else to watch it. Great story, Doug. At least this movie isn't over 2 hours long. Oh, it's over 2 hours long? And it's a rom-com like Love Actually, but not as charming. And all based around a fucking bullshit holiday. Who likes this movie in the audience? That's what I thought. So to help me to interrupt this cinematic gem, and if this goes well, next January I'll be showing New Year's Eve. Please welcome my friends Rory Scovel and Paul F. Tompkins.
Thank you for the microphone.
And when I grab that one there,
bring it over to your seat next to your lovely wife. To be. Something ahead of ourselves.
I think I said it's three microphones, but he gave us four.
It's tape.
Oh. This is not so.
Bless you. Trevor, you're under the weather.
I'm allergic to things happening on a podcast that aren't interesting to listen to.
I'm recording it on my amazing device. And
hold on a fucking second. How dare you critique anything that we're doing with tape when you're recording this on a phone? I've listened to these and I know how shitty they sound.
It sounds better though when I get close to you. That's Paul Tompkins,
everything
everybody.
Does, Doug.
Paul Tompkins, let's hear it for him. His microphone works. Joe got a good shot of him.
I made eye contact with everyone in the room.
Have you seen this motion picture, Paul?
I have never seen this motion picture, Doug. Have you seen it?
You're in for a treat. I saw it on a plane, I think.
Of course you did.
I don't think I saw it in a theater.
No, you did not.
Saw it on a plane. There's a lot of interweaving stories that they don't weave, and they're barely stories.
Described as a cinematic version of The Wire. It's very complex.
It's the whole season of The Wire in a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
But romantic.
Why not?
Or more romantic.
And Rory Scovel is here, everybody. You were such a hit, Rory, at the Love Actually screening, so I feel like you have to be here for every interweaving storyline.
Anytime there's interweaving.
What about Hugo Weaving?
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay, well, you just committed yourself to Cloud Atlas. So,
no!
The Cine family, they're so crazy here. They want me to interrupt Cloud Atlas. And I said yes. Because I like Cloud Atlas. So look for that date soon, and Rory is already committed.
This will be your second time seeing Cloud Atlas.
Third.
What?
I saw it in the theater.
Doug, you know life is finite.
And then... YOLO! And then I got a screener, and I was like, I gotta fucking watch this shit again. Because especially at the end, when they show all the characters... It's not a spoiler. You know Tom Hanks plays multiple roles, right?
Yes, I know, it's just insane.
At the end, when they show all the roles he played, at least one of them for each actor, you go, that was what? Wait, what? Yeah. And so it's fun. It's a weird movie. But we're not here.
It's fun.
We're not here.
No one describes it that way. You gotta see Cloud.
It's fun! It won me over. For a while, I was like, this is too long, and I don't care about some of the stories. But then when it was over, I was just like, I'm so glad I did that.
Welcome aboard the Wachowski Starship.
I know, I feel like I have to go back and watch Speed Racer again to double check.
You feel you have to?
No, I'll never do that.
They're gonna kill my family if I don't watch Speed Racer again.
Speed Racer.
That's like if somebody called you Rory Scovel.
Speed
His last
Racer.
Name is Racer.
Speed Racer.
Did you see Matrix? The Matrix?
Matrix.
Oh, heavens, it's all the Matrix tribute.
The Matrix. I feel like that's how you say if you're really rich. I saw the Matrix.
And then I bought it. You're living in it now. Which pill would you like? So...
The blue.
I don't remember which one was which. I bet you both pills did the same thing.
Yeah,
it's the ultimate fucking head trip.
They just acted like, I don't know why you're feeling.
Which roofie would you like, young lady?
Do you think they were the same, but one was the generic version?
Yeah, one was cheaper. Like, he would have saved some money on his insurance.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Valentine's Day right now. You've never seen it, right, Rory?
I have not.
Okay, so I've sort of seen it, and you guys haven't seen it, and everyone here is now going to be forced to see it.
Has anyone here seen it?
Unless
before?
There's a miracle Beyonce power outage that keeps us from having to sit through it. We're really going to do this, Hadrian. Okay, he's giving the nod. I've come to really enjoy showing movies that I actually like at these things, or that I think I will enjoy.
When does that happen?
It's going to happen when I show Skyfall.
Oh!
February 27th. Glad I mentioned that. Could you just sing a little of the theme song for Skyfall for us?
Please.
Just again, please. Just a little bit of it.
Skyfall!
Oh, I didn't know
I was doing Daniel Craig,
Someone has to
do
a special with a microphone as a gun doing James Bond, right?
That has to have happened. 23 Bond movies later.
There was a Dane Cook poster where I think he had a microphone that was a sword and he was a Terminator. Like, he had a glowing red eye and he had a microphone that, like, the ball of the microphone was the hilt of the sword, and then... I don't know what did that mean? I'm a robot, and I'm going to kill you with a sword. With comedy.
Robots that know sword play are unstoppable.
Robots are capable of love. Even for hobbies, does not compute.
Well, speaking of incapable of being in love...
Here come my parents.
Please enjoy Ashton Kutcher in
Violin.
Is there somebody else you prefer I single out?
Dexter Elizondo?
I like it. He's committed. Just like Rory's committed to Cloud Atlas, he's committed to Gary Marshall films. Like, he has to. It's martial law.
Only packed, born on the set of the Flamingo Kid.
And his part gets smaller every time, right?
Yeah.
This time he gets saddled with Shirley MacLaine. That had to be a nightmare.
I feel like he was not even supposed to be in this one, and somebody dropped out or something.
Oh, that's right. There somebody probably died. Because he plays the old couple with Shirley MacLaine.
That's right, the ultimate dropout. I think it was Alec Guinness.
Well, thank you so much for being here, everybody, and Rory, and Professor Dropout. Please, let's all be fucking sick of Valentine's Day before it even happens. Because Cinefamily shows Casablanca on Valentine's Day. That's a tradition here, and that makes perfect sense. So let's watch this now.
Christmas Eve.
To get ready for tomorrow. I don't even think there's conflict in this movie. You have to have conflict, right?
Surely somebody plans something on a date that's inconvenient for someone else?
Robert Dempsey's a real shitheel. That's what happens. Patrick Dempsey.
You're thinking of Robert Dempsey.
I don't know Robert Dempsey. Senior or
he plays Steel Man.
It is Iron Man. Iron Man.
You can tell how bad the movie is that we're about to watch these by how long I let this part drag out. Like, if I am not anxious to see the movie, this part goes on forever.
I'm trying to get a kid to go to bed. Oh, I need some more, I think.
No, yeah, I need to seriously stay in this bathtub. Why do you want to stay in the bathtub? Get out and watch this movie with us. Uh-oh, Paul's adjusting. Something's happening. Should we wait for you?
No.
Decided to make a restroom run. That's probably pretty smart because they show some creepy trailers here.
I just found out this is a fucking 2-hour movie.
He didn't know it was going to be 2 hours.
No.
So that's why he ran to the restroom. Do you need to go?
Yeah.
You good? I think I can make it. Plus, I could also go during the movie. Who cares? So with or without Paul F. Tompkins, this is Valentine's Day.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in